All right, let's head overseas. Ukraine says ships loaded with grain could set sail at any time. The country is reopening ports that have been closed since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 5 months ago. The reopening is part of deals brokered by the United Nations and Turkey to address a global food shortage. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from the port where the first ships are expected to depart.
The low-key port city of Chornomorsk found itself in the spotlight today when President Volodymyr Zelensky and an entourage of politicians showed up to watch a ship being loaded with grain.
As soon as they give us the signal, everything will happen. We hope that everyone keeps their promises and guarantees. We hope that both the people and the vessels will be safe.
The largest Black Sea port, Odessa, which is a short drive from Chornomorsk, was hit by two Russian missiles almost a week ago. Natalia Seduchenko, who runs a news website about Chornomorsk, says residents are now especially on edge about safety.
We
feel like we are a target at any time and at any place in our city, she says. That's why we really need the security guarantees from our Western partners. Dmytro Barimov, deputy head of the Ukrainian Seaport Authority, says the cities along the Black Sea have updated evacuation plans to make sure port employees and citizens are safe. He adds that commercial vessels must also navigate Black Sea waters that have been mined by Ukraine to keep away Russian warships. But Barimov says he's optimistic this grain export deal will work.
I think that our partners will find the solution how to guarantee to the vessels safe passage to and out of our ports.
And he doesn't just mean defending Ukraine from Russia. He says the dozens of ships waiting in ports to export Ukrainian grain will help save his country's economy, one that's been crushed by Russia's invasion. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Chornomorsk, Ukraine.